And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And today, we're going to talk about some very, very important things that could be of great help to you. I'm going to talk about stress, because stress is everybody's problem. In fact, if you're like most people, your biggest problem is that you get upset too easily. You know, if you look at your life, and I think you would agree if I said that you'd be much better off if you didn't get upset. Okay, if you never got upset at your wife or your husband or your kids or your neighbor or traffic or work. If you never got upset, if you were like Bugs Bunny. Remember Bugs Bunny? He was always calm. Yosemite Sam was getting all upset. Elmer Fudd was getting all upset. Daffy Duck was getting all upset, but not Bugs Bunny. He was cool, calm, and collected. Well, that's the way you need to be. Now, this is an infomercial, okay? I don't have anything to sell. I'm giving it away. I'm giving away what I have. I'm giving most of it away. But it is an infomercial, and the reason I say that is because I only have 15 minutes in most locations. I'm only here 15 minutes once a week. So this is it. If you're hearing me, you may never hear me again. Okay? So you better write down the web address, because the information I have could be a lifesaver, actually. Now, let's get started. Okay, now, first of all, what's the problem with a lot of Christians? What's the problem with them? The problem is they're not Christian enough. See, if you were Christian all the way, you know, and you really, really, really understood, see, some of the things that Christ said, well, then you wouldn't get upset. Remember, I'll give you an example. Christ said, resist not evil. Okay? He said, resist not evil. What did he mean when he said, resist not evil? He meant, resent not evil. Of course, we don't want to give in to evil. Of course, we don't want to be a doormat. Of course, see what I mean? But on the other hand, we don't want to become angry. We don't want to become resentful. We don't want to become all upset. Because when you become upset, see, thereby you are overcome. So when he said, resist not evil, he meant, if it was translated, see, differently, then it would come out, resent not evil. In other words, most of us put up resentful resistance, which is ineffective. You resent traffic. You resent somebody's remark. You resent the extra work on your desk. Okay? You resent your husband not communicating with you. You resent your wife nagging you. You resent your kids leaving a messy room. You resent your neighbor, you know, using his weed blower at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. You see what I mean? You resent these things. And you resent yourself. See? And then we resent God too. See? Because things aren't working out. So resentment is prideful resistance, but it's ineffective. Because in the struggle, in the resentful ineffective struggle with anything, you actually give it power. Okay? So number one lesson on this infomercial is don't resent. Now, you have resented. See, some of you are so, you don't even realize how much you've resented. See, maybe you can remember you resented your mom, or you resented your dad, or you can remember the last time you resented your wife or your husband. Some of you are resentful right now. Whatever resentment is, it's a very negative thing. It cuts you off from your own powers to do good. See, Christ never resented. Paul didn't resent. See, people like Abraham, Moses, Jeremiah, see, they didn't resent. We resent because nobody's teaching us not to resent. Hardly anybody talks about it, but I'm talking about it. So what I have for you is, first of all, some instruction that will help you not get upset. Then you can calm down. It'll have a wonderful effect on your relationships, your family, everything else. And then I have a little Christian meditation that will help you to start the day pre-armed with patience. You can go out in the world and not get upset. I'll be right back after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been on the air for 25 years. I'm now beginning my 26th year. I've been on all over the country at different locations. I've written 18 books. Okay? And I have a very good internet presence. I help people. Yes, I do. I help people all over the world. Because you see, there are a lot of people, probably you're one of them. You're basically a decent person, okay? You're a decent person. But some things are not working out. For example, maybe the relationship with your partner is not working out, or with your kids, see? Or somehow you feel like life, you've missed the boat, you're not living your own life, or you're wondering what your purpose is in life, things like that, okay? Well, there are answers. Okay, first of all, there are solutions. Solutions to your relationship issues and life issues. And then there are answers to life's deepest questions. They are there. But what's blocking you from realizing, okay? See, let me see if I can explain this to you. You know, it's one thing to read something, but then it's another thing to realize it, okay? It's one thing for somebody to tell you something, but then it's another thing to really see it for yourself. You can probably remember when you were a teenager or something, maybe your parents, you know, they said, don't do this or don't do that. And you know, you didn't really want to listen, or you didn't believe them. Then years later, you look back and you say, okay, now I get it. Now I see what my dad was trying to tell me, or my mom. You see, now you get it. Now you realize, now you really see what they were getting at, okay? Well, see, realizing is such an important thing. And all the principles of religion, okay, the beautiful principles of religion, beautiful principles of Christianity, see, they ought to be realized for yourself, okay? So you would hear somebody talk about them, or you would see something written about them, and then you'd say, oh, I see. You'd really, 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 really see it, okay? Now, if you really saw it, okay, then it would help you in your life, too, more than it is now. More than it is now. So let's get back to square one again, okay? What you need is to learn how not to get so upset. Now, what is it that gets you going, that gets you upset? See, now a lot of people are upset and they don't show it on the surface. Most people go around and say, how you doing? How's it going? How's your day going? On the surface, they don't look upset at all, but underneath they're upset. They suppress and repress everything. But you know, that's not good for you. See, that's not good at all. It has a bad effect on your health and everything else. So people are upset. So what you need to do is to learn how not to get upset in the first place. And I've already given you one clue, and that is, watch out for resentment. Let the resentment pass. Don't resent, okay? Just let it go. Just observe. If you see somebody making a mistake, just see that it's a mistake, but don't resent them, see? If somebody is doing something that's not good, see, you can see that it's not good. That's called discerning. You've probably heard that expression, to discern. There's a difference between discerning and judging. See, discerning is simply seeing it. See, it's innocent. If I see somebody messing up big time, then I see it, and that's innocent for me to see it. But if I judge them for it and resent them for it, you see what I mean? Adding that little pinch of judgment, resentment, it taints it, and it makes me feel guilty for judging them. And then it's hard for me to maybe even to tell them or speak up or point things out because of my resentment. See what I mean? So watch out for resentment. That's number one. Now, number two, it may be hard for you to watch out for resentment because you're so lost in emotions all the time. You're way too emotional. Way too emotional. Guaranteed. Do you know anybody that's way too emotional? I bet you do. Okay, well, you are too. You just don't realize it. Okay, so what you need, see, like I said, a lot of people don't look emotional, but underneath, see, underneath, resentment, upset, anxiety, anger. How many people have a lot of repressed anger? So the thing that sets off the emotions, you know what it is? It's resentment. See, all you know is that you're angry, or you're depressed, or you're anxious. See, or something like that. You know that. See, you feel that. See, your body feels it. But how does your body become upset, depressed, angry, morose, all these things, bitter? What, how do all these come about? They come about because they began with resentment. Okay, that's the beginning of it. So you see, I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about religion in a very real way. Okay? So now, write down this web address, www.talktoapastor.org, talkpastor.org, because I'm only on once a week for 15 minutes, so this is an infomercial. So you need to write down the web address. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. The program is called Talk Pastor. And I'm your host, and my name is Roland Trujillo, Pastor Roland. Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a big old church. I don't have a brick and mortar church. Okay? I'm non-denominational, which means I can help everybody. Okay? I don't have any particular dogma that I'm trying to lay upon you. What I'm trying to do is to help you to think a little bit outside the box and give you a couple of extra clues and a little bit extra help, okay? So that your life will be better, your relationships will be better, and you'll be a better Christian. Yes, indeed. See? Then you can go to church, you can enjoy your pastor, you can go to Bible study, you can do all these things, okay? And you can enjoy them, and they'll be even better, okay? With a little help from me. What I can help you is to not get up so upset. I can point out, see, in my books, I've got 18 of them. I've got YouTube sermons and YouTube lectures and talks. I've got 450 of them. Most of them are only 5 minutes long, 10 minutes long. Okay? And I'm real good at getting right to the point, so I can help you with your relationships, for example. For example, let's take a look. Remember I talked about resentment and how harmful that is? It's harmful to your spiritual life, to your health, to everything. But look at what resentment does to your relationships. See? It ruins everything. Resentment ruins everything. Okay? So, let's put it another way. Do you remember Ann Landers? Ann Landers was a very nice lady, and she had an advice column in newspapers all over the country. Okay? People would write in with questions, and she would answer them. Some of her answers were quite good. Ann Landers, very famous. There was also Dear Abby. They were both very famous. But anyway, I will never forget, as long as I live, that I read where, toward the end of her illustrious career, she was asked, if you could give people one piece of advice after all of these years of advising people, if you could only give someone one piece of advice, what advice would you give? So I immediately turned the volume up and leaned forward in my chair because this was really important. Okay, so after all of the years of raising people, if she could tell people only one thing, you know what it was or what she said? She said, I would tell them to be more forgiving. Okay, now do you see how that's the same thing as not being resentful? This is very important. See, we all know that we're supposed to be more forgiving, but a lot of people write to me. See, I get a lot of emails. Over the years, thousands and thousands of emails from people and prayer requests. Often it has to do with something like, you know, I have a hard time forgiving my husband for what he did, or my wife, or my mom, or my dad. See, I have a hard time forgiving. But they don't know how to forgive. Well, I'll tell you how to forgive. Right now, I'll tell you how to forgive. You know how? Let go of the resentment. See, that's what forgiveness is. See, you forgive by not resenting. You love by not resenting. See, you forgive by not hating. See, so a lot of people think that forgiving someone else means that you have to be nice to them and you have to like them and you have to have a relationship with them and all of this type of thing. No, it doesn't mean that at all. You can forgive somebody and never have anything to do with them again. What forgiveness means is let go of the resentment. Just don't resent them anymore. Don't have a grudge against them anymore. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Yes, indeed. Talktoapastor.org. That's where to go. Talktoapastor.org. Because there, you can listen to these programs, okay? Because they're all archived. You can listen to this program and previous ones on these kind of topics and many others that will help you with your relationships and with your life issues, okay? And there you will also find articles that I've written lot of articles on these kinds of topics, and my books, which you can preview at Amazon, okay? And my YouTube videos, my, you know, they're like talks, conversations. Very nice, very, very nice. In 10 minutes, you know, watching one of my little conversations about forgiveness or about how to relate better with your wife or with your husband, those types of things. Just 10 minutes. You might discover something in those 10 minutes that could help transform your life quite a bit, see? So now do you see how I'm talking about Christian principles, okay? I'm talking about forgiveness and about not hating and things like that, but you see how I put it in a little different way. I put it in a little different way so that it can help you to actually bring it to life. See, it helps bring your Christianity to life. Now, some of you, so like I said, you know, you'll be a better Christian. Look, if you could see, really, really see how resentment is not a good thing and how it cuts you off from your powers to do good. It actually cuts you off from God, if you want to know the truth about it. I know that that's a hard teaching, but it does. So you have to let go of resentment. See, some people won't, but a lot of people will. A lot of people will when they can see just how harmful it is. See, and it also helps when you realize this, that whatever somebody did to you, okay, to you it seemed like they were doing it on purpose, okay? But maybe they weren't. Maybe they couldn't stop themselves, see? Because, see, when we do something wrong, like hating someone, for example, then the error gets inside of us. And then it operates from within us. And it compels us, see? We're no longer free. Christ said, all who sin are slaves. What did he mean? Well, one of the things he meant is, after sinning, you're no longer free. See, the drug addict is not free. The person who's hateful is not free. The person who's resentful is not free. The person who has a grudge is not free. See? And the person who's overreacting and getting upset is not free either. So that's why I'm trying to help you, to get free from overreacting. See? Do you realize that judgment is an overreaction? You know, if somebody looks at you funny, or they bump into you, or they cut in front of you, and you kind of, you know, pull yourself up to your full height and think, huh, who does he think he is? Or did you see the way he cut in front of me? You know, something like that. Do you realize that you're actually overreacting? I bet you didn't, but you are. So look, do you want to be more like Bugs Bunny or Yosemite Sam? Okay. Do you want to be calm or you want to be upset all the time? Well, you want to be more like Bugs Bunny, okay? Well, then you want to start to watch for resentment and let it go. And the other thing you want to do is you want to get my little meditation. And incidentally, I've mostly been talking to Christians here today, but that, you know, a lot of folks that are listening in to the radio program are not Christian, but they're searching people. They're looking for answers, okay? They're looking for help. They're looking for solutions. That's why they're listening in. Okay, well, what I have is good for you too. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate, to benefit from the things that I say. Okay? Now later on you'll discover that the things I'm talking about really are Christian principles, okay? But for starters, it's not important. What you call them is not important. What is important is that it's true that resentment is not a good thing, and that we should let go of resentment. Okay? So that's very simple. So I help that. But it would be nice. It would be, you know, even if I just had this, my radio program, my books, my lectures, my talks, my articles, even if I just had that, it would be good already. But I have more. I have much more. You know what I have? I have my meditation. The meditation helps you to stand back, okay? Mentally stand back from negative thoughts, which you fall into when you get upset, incidentally, and helps you to have some perspective, okay? It helps you get out of negativity and get a little closer, actually closer to God, if you want to know the truth. A little closer to God, a little farther away from the negativity, and it helps you to be more objective, calmer, more reasonable, more composed, and it helps you to pray better too. It does all kinds of wonderful things, so you should check out the meditation that I have. I actually have a free one, okay? Completely free. It's called the Easy Meditation. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, so those of you who are getting me for 15 minutes, I'm going away now. I'm only on once a week, so this is an infomercial, so be sure to go to talktoapastor.org. You can listen to the whole 30 minutes and benefit from some of the excellent information that I had in the second half, okay? So please remember, I'm not going to be on tomorrow or the next day or the next day. I'm only on once a week. So go to talktoapastor.org. Check out some of the resources. Maybe get the meditation. It could do you a world of good, okay? My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.